No, it's awesome. You talk to the guys from Slayer up here, have been up here a couple of times and be able to play at the amphitheater up here in Missoula.
Oh, yeah, that would be killer. Slayer helped Catherine from Liberty got us our record deal with Relativity, but Slayer got us our record label with Metal Blade. This was like we were friends. We'd never played before. Like, they were fans of us, and we were fans of them, obviously. And we played this show in Baltimore. It was like 83, 84, something like that. And it was The Obsessed, COC, and Slayer. And they asked for us specifically because we'd never played before. And we were already pretty big in Baltimore because the punk scene there was totally happening. Anyway, The Obsessed said they would not open for a punk band. That they've been around for 10 years, and this is before we knew why, though. But he was said, and we were like, dude, this fucking place is packed. We don't care. We'll play first. But it made Slayer mad. They're like, who the fuck are these guys? Jesus Christ. So we were all like, no, man, it's cool. It's cool. Everything, it'll be all right. And they're like, no, fuck that. And so we played, and we fucking ripped. It was like a popcorn popper at the movie theater when people just stage diving all over the place. Bad, everybody singing every lyric to every song, you know. So our set was killer. And after we're done, we're loading our stuff off the stage. And the Obsessed are trying to load their stuff onto the stage. And the Slayer band and the crew stood in their way and wouldn't let the Obsessed on. They wouldn't let them on. They said, you're not going to open for a punk rock band. Okay, well, you're playing after us. Can you believe that shit? Oh, my God. Poor Obsessed. They played, like, eight people. Anyway, after that, this was their first United States tour. It was Haunting the Chapel. They were in, like, a Trans Am and a U-Haul truck. Gives you an idea how long ago that was. But, yeah, we were hanging out with them after the show. We, you know, mutual admiration society. I mean, you know, come with Slayer. I think that was a Friday night. The guys in the band and Slayer came up to me and said, hey, look, we know you put out Afro Now yourself. You did DIY, and that's all cool, but you need a label, and we're going to get you signed to our label. And I thought they were just being nice or whatever. But sure enough, this is a ancient technology of the fax machine. I gave my dad's fax number. And sure enough, that Monday morning, there was a contract from Metal Blade Records.
In a way, this is amazing, man. You just, it's
good stuff. Fucking cool, man.
Well, and here's the thing is the reason why being able to document stuff like this is so important to, you know, not only Power of Metal, but everybody is because it's the type of music that wasn't existent until it was bred to life, and that was something that was given breath, you know, in our timeline, and that's what's amazing to me, and you guys are a huge, 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 huge part of that.
Wow, well, I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely.
We've definitely been around.